Welcome to the Fixed Ops Friday Show, where we bring you high-quality guests speaking about how to take your Fixed Ops department to the next level. This Car Guy Coffee production is brought to you by Fixed Ops Digital, powered by Trade Pending.
Let's brew!
What's going on, car guys and car gals? It's Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenard, subprime hero.
And we are having fun with the one, the only,
Owen Moon!
What's going on, brother?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Oh, bless, man. Just literally flew in, just got off the airplane, drove here, got to the studio, got set up, and now we're ready to rock and roll and have some fun with an amazing group of people. Man, it's somebody you're getting really familiar with lately. So I'm excited to be able to talk more about that and talk about NADA. Come on, y'all. It's a week away.
Coming. First of all, I'm glad they didn't lose your luggage. So that way we're here on time. Second of all, yeah, the guests today are some amazing humans that I've gotten the luxury to know here over the last 90 days or so. Knew a couple of them a little bit, but pre-acquisition. But obviously, as we're rolling into NADA, training is rolling in deep. And so I invited a few of some of the more predominant Trade Pending employees, people that I've done a little more work with throughout the organization. And I'd love to hear what they're thinking as we're rolling into Las Vegas next week. So,
heck yeah. Wow,
there is a lot of excitement going on inside of all the industry. We are a week away from the biggest show inside of our industry, and everybody's trying to get on top of their game and make sure that you know what is popping out inside of Vegas, because the big show is all of the incredible people in automotive that are assembling to say how we're here to help take the industry to a different level and make the collaborations that make everything a more united inside of our incredible industry. And we thank you for being brother, you're just a master at being a curator of finding some of the best people to put on the show. You got a knack for these good beans, brother, and we appreciate that.
He has a way of doing that. I don't know if he always comes a clutch with it, too.
He does, and they're good. Sure. And today is not in any way, shape, or form, not a high-quality batch of beans. As a matter of fact, we got an entourage that's about to come on the show. And the only way that we can bring on an entourage is maybe like a second line or just with a whole lot of Car Guy Coffee music in the background. Everybody, let us get ready to make these people welcome, because, Owen, this is the fun that is just hanging in the background waiting to hit Vegas, announcing all the party that is you guys right now. Fixed Ops Digital, Trade Pending, everything that's popping. Let's get this party started.
Yeah, they're coming to the show. They're coming to the Super Bowl. They're coming to the World Series of Automotive next week. And so, yeah, let's get them on. Here's the Trade Pending crew.
All right, let's get the entire team out.
As always on the show, it's always ladies first, right? We got to bring them out. We got to bring them out. And I'm excited to bring them out because from what I heard and a lot of people who commented have said, I can't wait to see these two because they really inspire me. So I'm excited to be able to talk with them. Really, that's a big thing for somebody to say. And I love it, and I'm excited to have them on. So let's start with the one,
the only, Jessica
Sun!
That's right.
Hey,
we're so glad that you're
here.
You're coming with another incredible lady inside of the industry, the one, the only,
Megan Demery.
Like your walk-up song.
It's time to bring the fellas.
Bring the guys in here. The one, the only.
He's been here before.
David
Lowitz.
What's happening?
Hey, I love it. That's great.
And we have to go.
Oh, man.
Hanging out inside of the background. The music has to stop so that we can all welcome him in here together. You all got to put your hands together for the one,
the only, Matthew Davis. Love it.
What you got up on that screen? Let me see.
Now, the I got to say, I got to say, this has been one of the most unique openings that we've ever done. I loved it. And I love the way we kicked it off. Thank you all so much for being here today. Trade Pending, this company is full of just amazing people. We just have a handful here to be able to talk about the company today and NADA. So I'm blessed to have you all on here. I think you guys are great representatives of this company. People that I like a lot. Just people, if you have a conversation with, you'll be excited about the next day. I promise.
I mean, look at them all there from all over
Thanks
the place.
For having us.
We are excited that you are here. From where, and tell us a little bit about you and where you're coming in from. Welcome, everybody, to Fixed Ops Friday that is brought to you by Fixed Ops
Digital.
And that is brought to you also by Trade Pending. We are excited to be talking about this incredible merger, all of these dynamic just contributors to automotive that are uniting to make things better for automotive, which is what we're here to do. And that's what we're here to brew. So, Owen, help us to understand how you plucked and pulled these incredible people in here and lead the way with just talking about why this was so big for you and the excitement that you've had being received to Trade Pending.
Yeah, obviously, we're super excited for next week. A lot of great things happening in the Trade Pending world. We got two booths next week, one in the North Hall that'll be more of our FixOps digital focused, as well as our SnapCell service focused environment. And then obviously the big booth in the West Hall with Trade Pending. So I wanted to bring on a few of the individuals that are going to be, you'll see at some of those booths. Jessica and Megan really head up our major accounts division. So they're working with all the big groups. And that's really who I've gotten the luxury to get to know very well over the last 90 days, working together, talking to some of those very large companies. Everyone knows David. He's got a good social media following. Obviously, one of the giants in the company, in terms of working with stores and things like that. And of course, everyone knows Matthew. He's the one running around being goofy and enjoying the getting that message out there to consumers, to the dealerships about all the great things that are happening with us. Yeah, this show is pretty much about it with you guys, man. Feel free to jump in, talk. Maybe Matthew, start with us a little bit, set the stage a little bit for NADA and what Trade Pending's doing and how they're bringing it all together to really pull off a great event this year.
Yeah, like you said, it's the Super Bowl and the World Series and the World Cup all combined into one thing. And now, every company that's going to this thing is going out there and putting their best foot forward. We are no different. We love being there for the people, right? Automotive is so much fun because of the people. But we also got a ton of great products. And we just have a good time, right? So if you haven't seen it yet, we're giving away not one, but two orange inflatable hot tubs at the show because everyone already has an iPad. So let's just give away some hot tubs instead. I've been preaching this message of really to our customers and to everyone out there that anytime you go to a show like this, like part of the appeal is seeing all the new technology out there. And you should absolutely be going out there and checking out all the new stuff. But you got to be careful to put things in, wow, this is really impactful or this is a shiny ball. And so be careful, like what's a shiny ball versus not. But if you're going to have shiny balls, you might as well use Trade Pending shiny balls. We got some really shiny balls that are great.
Yes. Come on.
Amen to that. Very much so. So anyway, so absolutely. I'm going to tell you something. There's no doubt that you guys always have a good time. Every time I'm around you, I have laughter. I have fun. I get educated. I leave there feeling very good about the conversation I just had. It wasn't wasted, right? And you guys not only are bringing a great product, but you're uniting with others and creating other products to be able to bring to the market to make your product even stronger. And I love that. That's beautiful. And that to me is collaboration. And that's how you make things better. And this industry is going in that direction. And I think more people understand that. And it's being talked about a lot, but not a lot of companies are really doing it. And you are. Big applause to you, Matthew, and the whole crew. I love what you all are doing. You guys are representing the automotive industry so well. And that's what Car Guy Coffee is all about. It's about bringing the people out there seeing all the good that's going on. And I'm so excited to talk about that. So Megan, I got to throw it at you. Look, you're about to cough probably. I'm sorry. Look.
No. I actually am super stoked to be able to go this year. This is our Super Bowl, right? We're all excited. But I actually had an experience yesterday where I was talking to somebody and they're like, don't pitch products. Like, just tell me the history of Trade Pending. And looking back that timeline of where we started in 2014, and then I actually started working for the company in 2017. Like, we just have this one tool. And then it's another thing and another thing and another thing. And that platform is just getting bigger and bigger. And our mission has never changed. It's always been to bridge the divide between the consumer and the dealer, right? So being able to highlight, obviously I'm excited, not only our core products from where we started, but the acquisitions with FixOps, Spark, SnapCell, those products are just so exciting and they're game changers. And so I'm actually really excited about that. While being able to meet some of the people that I work with on a database, besides being behind a computer, get to be able to learn what's new out there. The lineup of what the dealers have the opportunity to learn this year is really exciting. So that's really what I'm excited about.
It sounds like a lot of stuff to be excited about, and I love it. You said so many really amazing things there, and that are so true. Getting these acquisitions that y'all had, I'm telling you, they were great ones. You really did. SnapCell, when I saw SnapCell's product and I saw a demo of it and I saw it being used real time, I was like, wow, that is what I'm talking about right there. That's how you bring better service to your customers. Of course, with Fixed Ops Digital, that's something that the moment that we saw, we teamed up with them. We learned about it. We were like, yep. So anytime we talk to people, anything about Fixed Ops, we immediately tell them, how's your online service marketing, right? It's so important to have that right. But you guys are bringing that whole platter to everything. You guys, everything.
That Spark platform and then also the SnapCell service, just a beautiful experience for the customers.
I agree. That is the future. That is what people want. That's the now. So David, what you got on that?
The acquisitions have been great, obviously. And anyone, you can go out and buy companies left, right, and center. But if you're not buying companies that fit well together, then what's the point? So let's bring it all back to the Car Guy coffee people. Trade Pending had the coffee all along. That was our trade tool. When I started here 4.5 years ago, all we had was the trade tool, the coffee. And then we went out and got the milk with auto APR. And then we bought the donut when we got SnapCell. And then we got the little stir sticks when we got Fixed Ops Digital. Now we've got everything working together. And to watch our product team and our dev team take the various pieces of all these different tools and create a platform where everything works together now, that's the power. So for the dealers out there that say, oh, yeah, Trade Pending, that's the trade tool company. Yeah, it was, but that's like saying that Kraft is the macaroni company, right? They got everything. They're more than just macaroni. So,
oh, they are?
The biggest message I could send is, what? If you're coming to the show and you have Trade Pending, come ask more. Find out what else we have, because you hear the word video. Okay, video. Yeah, there's a couple companies out there that do video, but none of them that do it the way SnapCell does. And it's just so nice to be able to work here and to have this platform now to go out to dealers with and help them be more successful, because now it's a one-stop shop. There's really very little that we can't do from dealers, from conversion to retention and enablement, and then bringing them all back on the service side and then starting that cycle all over again. It's awesome.
Jess and I were talking with Owen earlier today about just going and deep diving in some of the Spark platforms and just looking at some sites and everything like that. And it's the last 90 days have really flown by, but super excited for Trade Pending and what they're doing. They did a great job on picking out companies that really help match that mission.
You still work here, Megan, just making sure.
Just in case I was on the cutting board, I just want to make sure.
So you can, when you go out and acquire companies, you can have a couple different approaches. You can have let's just acquire the company. They go off, do their own thing. We're going to just have a soup of brands. That's one approach. Our approach is not that. Our approach is let's be like intentional and let's be careful and be smart about integrating those companies into one platform. And I think that's what's really cool about this is we're taking the approach of integrating the products and the people. That doesn't happen overnight. It takes time with auto APR into payments. It was at least a year to make that stuff flow together. And we're still not even done with that, right? But I think that's what makes it so much more powerful. And what David was talking about already is that it is one platform altogether. You got to come see it.
And the beautiful thing about that, Matthew, is we don't force dealers to take the whole buffet. If they want just this or just that or a combination of those two or those three, I don't want to use Burger King here, but you can have it your way. Okay.
I love it, though.
We can set you up with exactly, let's look at it a different way. What hurts? Where are your pain points? And then we have a solution to solve those pain points. Whether it's that one and this one or this one and that one, we've got the right mix for you. And we don't force anything on anyone. It's all done based on what the dealer needs.
You're literally a barista.
You
literally are. They come to you, they tell you how they want their coffee, and it's their coffee for them. It's not for everybody, it's for them.
We don't have any like soy. There's no soy chai latte stuff though on the menu.
No, we don't go any weird stuff like that.
I agree with you.
Matthew, I'm so glad that you said that, because here's the thing. When you are a great barista, right? It is awesome when you can make just about anything, but not everything has to be on the menu. You don't want to overcomplicate your menu to the point where, one, you're not actually effective at anything specifically, right? You're not a master of it. You just have it inside of your cupboard, but you don't even know how to cook it. And inside of that, the important thing is that you bring in what is needed. And so
help me understand and help us understand and help all of us that listen understand the kind of the thought pattern you have inside of making this shift towards acquisition and uniting of elements and tools based off of the need you're getting from the actual clients, the dealers? Because it's usually in that conversation of, hey, this is the other problem we have. Can you solve that? Actually, we don't. But you know what? That doesn't sound that hard. And we do know these experts at this. Actually, I think we can do that. You know what I mean? That wasn't necessarily where we were going. But I see Jessica over here. See, you see what we're saying here? There's something awesome when you say, hey, there is. I can do that too. I can put the froth on the top. And
100%. And a lot of that comes down to like listening to the dealer, right? We don't go out, we don't speak to them and say, you have to have this, right? We take their direction. We don't really promote the buzzword like digital retailing, right? Like, what are you looking for? Do you need more like consumers who just simply want to come to the dealership? That's payments, right? That powerful like video tool, the trade tool we have offer. We are the industry leaders, especially with fixed ups digital. And to go back to what David said, the milk and the cookies, I'm actually the milk from Auto APR. And I was a big believer in trade pending even before the acquisition, because we had that trade built into our product as an API. And it's funny, David actually being a vendor partner, that's why he's so successful. He would email me and we would do demos back and forth and he would send clients my way. And that's how I got a really, really great understanding of the trade pending culture too. Wow. And why David does what he does and the data, right? The data speaks for itself. Mm-hmm. And I can't stress about that enough. And we all know. And I think that's a big reason why trade pending acquired Auto APR, now known as payments.
Mm. Yeah. So if you're asking kind of like, why the heck is trade pending going out and doing this? Well, So it's first of all, we're a growth company. And then number two, when you get a majority acquired by private equity, they're like, well, you better grow. And you can either do that organically by building your own products, or you can do it inorganically by acquiring companies. And so we evaluated 20, 30, 40 companies over the last few years, and the cream really rises to the top. And it's through a matter of good fortune, good timing, and just good luck. When you look at picking up the Auto APR and a payments product, like with interest rates where they are, like they're like, talk about great timing. People really want to understand their affordability. They want to do that in a minute, not 30 minutes, yes. Right? When you talk about communicating like it's 2024 and sending somebody a personalized human, like a personalized video, SnapSell is such a hot product right now for that reason. And love then when it. You look at Fixed Ops Digital and okay, so it's getting harder to sell cars. We got to think about leaning back into service a little bit more. And the service marketing is still just woefully underrepresented overall within the dealership landscape. What a talk about a greenfield opportunity to bring service offers and service marketing to the landscape with a really affordable, simple, easy solution.
Amen to that.
And in a way that makes sense for trade pending, right? Because trade pending has a lot of great tools that are all technology based, right? And so like our Spark platform just fit right into that really seamlessly, because
like this.
Yeah, it's hard to sell something over here and then you've got something over there that's completely different, and you've got to try to figure out how does that work. This was a simple marriage really when we got acquired, because now everybody already understood, here's what we're doing for the trade, here's what we're doing for payments, now here's what we can do for the service side of the website as well. And ultimately we're just getting started, and that's the beautiful thing about it, is that it took 90 days just to integrate teams and then get through the holidays. But now there's a half dozen conferences that I know I'm going to personally to get our message out there. And so we're coming, and trade pending obviously was already a powerhouse, but I think that 2024, you're going to see a lot more trade pending in the future. So
I love that. Lou and Fred, let me ask you a question. You go into dealerships all the time.
Yep.
Raise your hand here. How many dealerships get a lead and they send out an email? Raise your hand.
Send it
right. Send out an email. How many dealers make a phone call? Raise their hand. How many dealers send a text? Right. All of them. Everyone's doing those three things. How many of them are sending out a video, a personal video? Hey, Owen, I'm looking forward to seeing you when you come down to the store. By the way, here's a 360 view of your car. Here's your appointment reminder. Happy birthday video. Thank you for your business. Would you click here and leave a review? So the dealers that want to separate themselves from being like every other dealer on dealer row, text, phone, email, those are the ones that are looking at SnapSell and saying, wow, I can bring myself into 2024 and start using the media. Anyone here not on TikTok, right? We all sit there sucking up video all day long when we're not
Instagram.
Working. When we're not working, right? We're doing that, of course, not doing this. But
disclaimer.
Video is
we're on Instagram right now live.
Your information. And then now we've got the platform to be able to do so. And we've been able to tie it back into our trade tool and into our payments tool and integrate those into the video. It's just like goodnight, Gracie. The dealers that have already picked it up are so far ahead of those who haven't.
I agree.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, speaking of which, we are going to be showcasing a new feature between the products at NADA, which we're really excited about too.
Hello.
That's just a tease. Really awesome. You got to see it. You got to stop by the booth to see it.
Yeah. Here's so we got. Brought
up. I don't have.
We've got a great story. Brian Horn, GM of Harrisonburg Honda. So he's baked into their process video. And so whenever they get a lead, they're sending a personalized video. They had a customer that told them that they drove past a bunch of other Honda dealerships just to come visit them. And they bought from them because they got that personalized video.
Like, no doubt.
That's the power of making that personal touch. And that's part of the reason why Trade Pending, the marketing side, we've been so heavily invested in video this past year too.
And let me tell you, as a guy who's in dealerships, a guy who's been in dealerships for 2 decades, yes, this is no doubt that this is the magic that needs to happen. I think dealers that are doing it now are ahead of the game because they got their salespeople on a process, because it takes time. You have to get these people used to doing it too, because it's for them. They're like, I don't want to be on video. It's so important though. It's so deeper than that.
They get over it really quick.
Especially when the customer comes in and recognizes you and they're following the lead at that point. They are there and they have trust already. That is such a amazing thing to be able to do with just a video. That's why social presence is big too. We can get deep into that. But having a video game like that, my video game is pretty good. I throw videos out all my people.
Eventually,
right?
Somebody that produces the videos runs into the part where it becomes part of their social presence as well. And it just runs seamlessly, which they become better marketers as
well.
That's
right.
Which is what we're trying to train everybody. Hopefully, solutionaries listening that hear that recognize what some of the smartest people in the industry are pointing out, is that you stand ahead if you send a video.
All these people.
Wink, wink. You are doing better if you do these things and then some. But with that, the personality inside of video, the personalities that we're all dealing with, how has it been for you all to make sure that you do get all of the right personalities lined up inside of propelling your brands forward? Because David has a whole lot of personality and we love him. We love him and he's
not at all.
He's so personable. Boring. I mean, one of the most actively jumping around guys inside of a convention. We love him. And we know that he is very, very well tuned in knowing who is of the good quality beans in this business. And we do honor the quality of bean that you are, David. What has it been like for you seeing the different quality of people that have been getting welded together? Because there's nobody I don't think you don't know or don't know you.
No, I'm going to bring up a name here, and it's the name that everyone knows, Duran Cage. Hmm. Duran has been using video just as you guys have had your video platform for a long time. But Duran is one of the most successful people I know at helping stores do what they do. And he's been speaking about video for years and using it every day. You're on Facebook, you're on LinkedIn. You cannot scroll for more than a minute without seeing a Duran Cage video. And he just does such a good job of it. And if we could all emulate what he's doing, he's the master of it. He's just so fantastic at getting the word out there in these bite-sized little nuggets that everyone can just, okay, yeah, let me watch that one more time before going on to the next one. So we see it there. But what's really interesting is that the stores where the GMs and the dealer principals step into that room when we're doing the training and show their team, hey, folks, this is how we're going to elevate. This is how we're going to move forward and go past our competition, is by doing this. And it's not an option to use video. If you're a salesperson at that store, it's not an option.
It's your job title. It's in your job. Yeah, your description. You to work here. We do this. Right. You have to do this.
At the end of the month, when that GM looks at the list and says, okay, Bob sent out 52 videos and Jessica sent out 30 and this one only sent out 5. Hey, Tom, you only sent out 5 videos. Do you need some training or do you need to find another place to work? Because this is what we do. And oh, by the way, no coincidence. Great story, by the way, with the dealer down in Louisiana in the New Orleans market. A rookie salesperson comes into the store and starts sending out videos that also have our little, Matthew, what do you want to call them? Digital brochures, digital presentations, brand new tool that we developed ourselves called AutoBio, So videos with a package of information about the car. And this is a rookie salesperson that's now on the top of the leaderboard over there because look at that. He was the guy that sent out the most videos with the most auto bios. It's not rocket science, folks.
No, it's not.
Get in front of your people with the right message at the right time and get the right results. He's going to that guy who's a 20-year veteran over there.
And you can't understate how important video is in service either, right? Because seeing is believing. When somebody says, hey, you need new brakes, you're like, shut up. No, don't.
Hey,
and then
Mr.
you get the, then you get the video showing you got Widowmakers on that thing.
Mr. Customer, this is your brake pad right now. That's what a regular brake pad should look like. I don't want to put you on the street with this. You really just click the little button over there to the right and click authorize work order, and we'll go ahead and start working on your brakes right now.
And we're talking about how difficult or the challenge of getting salespeople who typically are customer facing, they're a little more personable, a little more type A, a lot of cases, right? Should be a little easier for them to get into video. Now imagine a technician, never talks to customers, loves the alone time, loves the 80s music that plays while they sit there and tinker on vehicles all day. And now you're bringing them this, hey, you should do a video for us to tell them. They're like, okay, SnapCell video, MPI video, service video makes it so easy for technicians, advisors, anybody that is involved on that side of the business to create validity, to Matthew's point, to tell people, I'm not just going to tell you need this service, but now I'm going to actually show you through video. Yeah. And so I've looked at a lot of video platforms. I've been a guy that's studied a lot of products, and it's so easy to use SnapCell both on the sales and service side that it doesn't come with a lot of the extras that everybody always wants to do extras, right? This is what it's meant for. It's meant for delivering video. And I think that's where they got it right. And why it was, a great acquisition for Trade Pending.
100%. And everything, like you said, the validity, the trust, everything is there. But when people see it, it's like it becomes more urgent. It's true. And I think that being able to do that in the service department is massive. It's massive. And service techs and people who are not used to doing video, they should understand that now they're going to have more opportunity to do more fixing for their customers, right? Because people are going to see that and they're going to be like, because I did this video, that's the why, right? The why do I need to do this? Because if you do them, you're going to be able to do more work. You're going to be able to fix the things.
Get more yeses.
The stuff that you know needs to get done, but customers are bypassing because they think they can get away. No, this is an opportunity to show it to them, and which in turn makes their heart realize, I need to do this now. And then even then, I just don't have the money, we could find ways. We can give them solutions. Now the answer comes, the reason why they don't really want to do it. Then we can find a solution for that. And that's where that comes. And that's why this relationship is so big, because that's the only way we can get trust that way.
The flip side is just as important, right? So you got to show them everything that's right as well. Even if there's nothing that needs to be repaired. Hey, we checked your tires. Look at them. They're great. Your brakes, they're great. Fluids, great. We'll see you next time.
Amen to that.
Thank you for your business. Let's go.
It needs to be 100% everything, everyone, 100%. Like even like you talk about sales, the moment you set an appointment, send them a video that shows them what it looks like when they show up at the dealership, where to come find us, all that, where the cold drinks are for them in case they're waiting. All that type of stuff should be there. It's an amazing thing that we can do that just helps the customer feel like it's home, like it's somewhere that this is where I do my car stuff, where I get my tires done, where I get everything done, because these are my people.
Fred, imagine this. Imagine you're on Auto Trader or Car Gurus or cars.com, and you see a car and you click and you submit a lead, and that lead hits the dealership. And within seconds, you're getting a video from the general manager of that store. Thank you so much for your inquiry. My name is Joe, and I'm the GM here, and here's what we're promising you, and here's what's going to happen. And it's a nice little 20, 30-second video that was filmed once and goes out automatically without any human being touching that. And imagine being on the receiving end of that, though, and, oh, wow, that was really nice. They filmed that video for me, right? That quickly, and that's the kind of power that we're bringing to the game. And let's go back to the service side real quick. For any service manager who's listening to this right now or later, imagine your ROs going up 40 to 60% after you start sending out videos telling people, here's what's right, here's what's wrong, here's how to get it fixed. Because that's the numbers that our dealers are reporting back to us that they're seeing, a 40 to 60% increase in their ROs values.
Huge. Huge. Oh,
wow. That's whistle like whistle. Really.
Yeah. Hard. And that's when you have that conversation like David talked about later. Hey, what's going on? You're not doing the videos. Is it something we need more training on? Or is it something where I need to let you go be more successful doing how the way you want to do it? Because my business does it this way. Right.
Well, and Megan, let me throw something at you, Megan, because every day we're seeing acquisitions, right? and from dealerships. And so your guys is, as being the head of the majors accounts for trade pending, your dealer base keeps getting larger really fast, right? Really fast. All of a sudden, I think I saw four stores got bought by Group One the other day. Boom, that's another majors. When you have one or two stores and you're trying to build culture, it's a lot easier to do what David's talking about, right? Sending out those videos because you have maybe one or two stores and you're really focused on it. What happens when you are part of Lithia or a part of Hendrix? How much harder is it to get that culture together with the whole group? That's something where, you know, that's Megan and Jessica's job. Part of their job is to create that vision to the group. So Megan, maybe touch on that a little bit from a large organization standpoint. How do our products still make things better for those groups?
Yeah, that's a great question. So one of the things is, especially when you're working at groups, is they want to make sure they can streamline it at a top level and be able to look at those metrics and those KPIs and be able to understand how not only are we going to be able to support them at a store level, at the retail level, but also negotiating the reporting to where they can see that. And when we go and see such great success, we'll start with a handful of those, then very quickly they end up adopting it. We have a very awesome team in the major accounts. Kira Owens just came on and she handles all of our business reviews, and she is handholding every single one of those accounts and making sure that the stores at the retail level are being held accountable so that the corporate level can be pleased with that performance. So it's really exciting to be able to see how our team helps supports as a partner. When it comes to that, we're just making sure that it's a expectation to use the video and that the GMs at the retail level are very bought into that process.
Yeah. And I just think it's going to be so much great points. And I think it's gonna be so much harder for companies that are just coming onto the scene. You got a lot of people developing tech and all that as the pool shrinks of opportunities because everyone's going to majors. They're not going to want to mess around with startups. They're not going to mess around with companies that have 10, 20 stores. They're going to want to work with the big companies. And I think that's where trade pending is really solidifying themselves for the future, is as more and more stores consolidate into these larger groups, they're already handling those customers. And I think that's a huge, huge thing that I don't think a lot of dealers or a lot of vendors are even thinking about probably.
And Owen, we're trusted advisors. That's one of the things that we really enjoy about our group here at Trade Pending, is that we're not reaching out to sell you everything. We want to make sure that your success is our success. So that's really one of our biggest things here that helps advocate us in our growth, is that we're here to support them.
I love that.
And that's right from the heart.
That is. And that's real talk. Yeah. And that is what's being echoed in the industry right now with any clients and any partners you all have, is you guys are doing the right thing for them always. And I love that, because sometimes things are not perfect. Sometimes things have a glitch, right? And when they do, all we do is we bring a solution as fast as possible, but we stay in communication with people, with our clients, and we let them know, hey, we got this fixed. It's all good. Not that's ever happened. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, like, that's just the kind of heart you all have, is like, there is no issue. There's solutions. And we're going to bring that for you no matter what it is. So as long as you guys understand that, and your customers are going to love you for that. And that's something that's really beautiful about the culture that you guys are bringing in. Like you talked about earlier, when you're out there looking for businesses that you think you can align with, you're thinking, is this going to be the right message for us? Do they speak the same language that we speak? And yes, when you're able to find other tools that speak the same language, it's like Voltron. I use this a lot. I love the word Voltron. If anybody knows what Voltron is, thank you, Matthew. But it's old school Power Rangers in a way. That's why I always say it's the old school Power Rangers.
The original.
Without the creepy skin suits.
Exactly. it was more anime, like cartoon, right? So it was cool when I was a kid and I had the toys and everything. But I think about it, took, like, they were all really powerful by themselves, but when they came together and they formed, and they were all like different colors and like different like animals in a sense, when they would boom boom come together, and they would become like the most powerful defender of the universe ever. They made sure nothing ever could stop you from hurting the earth.
I see an ad campaign coming on, Matthew. I see an ad campaign coming on.
Right, you know, right here. It started right here on this show. I'm telling you. And I got.
If we do it though, we are going to go more Power Rangers with the creepy skin suits.
Yeah, there you go. I got it. That has to be on the show. We got Joe Pratcher saying, love it. But David, I got to say, go blue.
Go Bucks. All day.
Crush.
Wait, watch this. Why did Harbaugh leave all of a sudden? Did he not realize the death penalty that's coming to Michigan? And he knows that Ohio State's got their number next year.
Okay? Oh, man. Here we go. He's
not even go there. And what I want to see is Baltimore win the Super Bowl, because can you imagine both Harbaughs sitting at the dinner table together, each with a big old championship ring on? Yeah, that could be just a little scary, but go Blue, go Bucks.
All the above.
Go Lions.
Let's go.
Go Lions.
Thank you, Joe. Thanks for the comment. We appreciate you. Oh, thank you. He says y'all are the best in the biz. Man, I appreciate that, man. Thank you so much. We try. But it's really because of the people. It's actually, we're only good because the business is good and the people in this business is good. And that's what we preach. That's what we talk about. That's what our show's about. And that's what the collaborations that we have are about. Even when we're inside stores with our certified solutionaries and we're dealing with dealers doing training and culture shifts and all these different things, when we bring product in with us, when they ask for our advice, it's always something that aligns with the way we think. And that's why it's a special thing. And I feel you guys, I understand you guys, and I love you guys for that. And that makes me just so excited about what you guys are doing. I can't wait for people to go to your booth, see what the new buzz is, and really get together and see all the different products and really figure out how it can align for your stores. And it's going to be big for dealers. It's going to be big for the industry. So I'm excited about it all. Really am.
Pumped up about it. So inside of the event that is coming to Las Vegas, where all of automotive is uniting. Folks, you need to be excited to go listen to what it is that you can do, taking on partners like the incredible individuals that are right here brewing with us. The quality of beans, folks, the coffee is based off of the quality of the beans. And these are some high quality beans. We want you listening on the podcast. We want you watching on YouTube. Subscribe, share it with a friend. If you're watching on LinkedIn or you are watching on Facebook, TikTok, if you're watching on any of the platforms, Instagram, please share it around, but throw some love, whatever medium you're hearing, throw some love at our guests. Give them a little smile. Give them a thumbs up emoji. Put a coffee cup emoji in there, somebody, but show some love because they have taken their time out of the day doing what it is that they do to have a cup of coffee and a conversation with a couple of car guys and the one, the only Owen Moon. And we are so excited that they were here. Folks, if you've had a good time on the Car Guy Coffee podcast, make sure that you share this around. But you all that are in here right now, thank you so much for taking the time. And just know that you inspire car guys and car gals to believe that they're listening. Nobody's hearing us is so often what is the sentiment inside of the dealership. When you're in there with managers and sales pros, and they a lot of times they walk out of meetings, they walk out of their day saying that, man, we're not being heard. And you are showing them that you're being heard. The things that you need at your fingertips, the tools that you need to have to do what you do great, we're listening. We're going to try to give it to you, and we're putting it together. And that's a great honor, and you should be very proud of yourselves. You should be giving each other high fives, hugs, fist bumps, and all that good stuff, but sharing the good stuff, right? Giving the high fives.
It's only just begun for y'all, too, and that's the beautiful part. Yes. And this is kind of a coming out party for the next level, and I know there's going to be more levels to this. There's always more levels to this. I'm excited to see what the next level is for you all. I can't wait to see what this next 365 days looks like for you all. It's going to be big. It's going to be great. The industry is going to grow and it's going to explode because businesses just like Trade Pending. Thank you.
Matthew, real quick, where are we going to be at next week? Tell everybody how to find Trade Pending. And
that's exactly what we need right there.
We are in both the North and the West halls. So you can look for the booth number 3973W. Is the big 40x40 in the main hall. And then we decided to have not one, but two booths this year, because why not? It's either genius move or the worst idea ever. We'll find out.
I think it's smart.
The other booth location, 6913 in that North hall. That is just right by the main entrance. You can't miss it. Owen will be there. You can't miss him because he's 7'5".
No, you can't hear this. Owen.
Like, oh, there's Owen. Our big booth is right next to, was it Toyota or General Motors? Who's it
right next to? GM. And we're also right next to all the private jets. So
look for the big airplanes, and there we are right next to it. Okay.
Who doesn't like the private jets? That's always a great feature.
That's what I'm saying. I want to get on one of those. So that being said, what I love, honestly, Matthew, team, I love this, what you guys are doing, because being able to have two spots for people, clients, and future potential clients to be able to have a conversation no matter which hall they're at, because that's a long walk, I'm telling you.
So it's not, when you look at the map, it's, a Skybridge connector, and it's like that big, and then you walk it, and it's 5 freaking miles.
Yeah, you're like 30 minutes later, and you're still trying to get there. It does. We've done that walk, Lou and I, a few times, and it's, holy smokes.
Pro tip, spend one day in the West Hall, spend one day in the North Hall. If you're a dealer,
I'm telling you.
And don't be trying to do this. You do this, you're done. You won't even make it to dinner.
You'll be like,
when you do go back and forth, take the Tesla tunnel.
There you go.
It's the easiest way to get back and forth. It's fun.
That's why we strategically have our booth next to the airplanes, the Cirrus.
Whichever way it is that you go, everybody, we want to make sure that when you leave this show on an incredible and a historical Fixed Ops Friday,
wow,
that you go by flight. We by dropping those F-bombs, by forgiving, focusing, and flying so that we can keep growing all the time. So we're going to get some of this music going while we announce all of these incredibles that have been on the show with us. But car guys, do not disappoint and not give some love to some of these great people that have been up in here brewing with us today. Thank you so much for being in here. But we got to dance our way out, guys, and then forgive, focus, fly. So let's get this rocking. Let's
Here we go, yo. Hey,
oh, we got the hat on.
Yeah. Oh,
this is where
oh,
you do your moves, guys. This is where you do your moves,
gal. I love getting up. Yeah, go, Matt.
All right.
Let's go. Oh,
well, thank you so much for tuning in with us, everybody. I am Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And I'm Frelin Arts, dancing. I don't know. I'm just having fun. Let's go.
All right. And having fun with the one, the only,
Owen Moon.
And we've been dancing and we've been having such a great solution session with the one, the only, Megan
Jamari. There you go.
And
it's Jamari, right?
Sorry. Sorry. We're going to keep that rocking. Love you all. David
Lowen.
Woo!
The only Matthew
Davis.
We appreciate you all. Keep going.
Jessica.
Everybody, we have Jessica, and we are
on our
way to Vegas, everybody. So we'll see you soon. Everybody, keep waving to your friends that you're going to see in Vegas. We'll see you out there.